Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Death Door Prots CG Movie Month. Today, let's watch Tangled. I'm your host, the Dead Man Joey. Today, we have Bovewan.
Hello.
Ninja Katie.
Hello.
And Punchatron.
Hello.
Yeah, we're watching Tangled. This is Disney movie, and I'm pretty sure this is their last Disney princess movie.
Brave.
Eh, okay. I'm talking about, like, based on a children's story.
Oh.
Yeah, a while ago they said, after Tangled they weren't making any more based on a story movies. Well, based on a children's story with princesses in it movie. Whatever. So yeah, we have this thing paused at 32 seconds, so after the first proper Disney logo shows up, and then disappears. So immediately after it disappears, screen is black, then we'll be hitting play, and then we'll be starting the Steamboat Willie 50th anniversary Disney thing. So yeah, maybe a different time for you, but whatever. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Steamboat Willie! Well, flip-booking him, but there we go.
Yeah.
There's the properness. Why'd they paint it black first and then it turned gray?
To emphasize the bullseye.
That makes no sense.
It looked like a bullseye to me, surrounded by a single red ring, but nonetheless.
Every time I hear that line, I think of the darkness. Like the first thing, it's like, that was the first time I died.
It reminds me of Doctor Who.
Hmm. Of course it does.
Yeah.
Rose Tyler.
Yeah, everything either reminds you of Doctor Who or anime.
That's a good thing.
You know, instead
of exactly what would happen if the sun dropped onto the earth.
Yeah, you know, not widespread forest fires and millions dead. Yes, they had the access to Minecraft. All this is made with blocks, including the queen and her baby. You know, or looking for, say, a doctor.
How did they find out about the flower?
Magic. They figured it out because plot. Oh, look, there's space in the flower. How do you think she figured that whole singing thing out?
Trial and error.
She's a witch.
So she just, kept trying different things over and over again, and then just eventually just decided to sing some bullshit song she came up with, 5 seconds before she started? Or she just had, a third grader's book of rhymes?
We found our miracle! What does it do? It kills thousands of people in an instant!
Yeah. Let's drink that shit, bitch. Gonna get you crunk.
I thought all babies were born with blue eyes, like Caucasian babies.
She's a magic baby.
Plus, if she's got a full head of hair.
Yeah. Well, my sister was born with a full head of hair.
Oh my god, she's a Saiyan.
Except her hair grows.
It's let's not give her any, presents or anything. Let's just send a lantern up in her honor.
Except, the queen almost died and the baby with her.
Yeah, that almost happened, but everything was perfect after everything was okay.
Yeah.
She got old fast, eh?
Yeah. Magic keeps her... Magic, makes her look young. She's kind of like Tsunade. Yes. You think that tower was just there, or she made it?
I don't see why she didn't... If she could build a perfectly hidden tower, why didn't she build it right next to the flower?
or say, move the flower.
In fact, she couldn't hide a single flower from the kingdom. How the fuck did she hide that entire tower?
Yeah. Well, you didn't... Well, like... What, she wasn't exactly running from the kingdom, so she didn't have a chance to, like, turn quickly over and accidentally knock over the cover of her tower. I think she just, like... It's like, oh god, someone's coming! Turns around and accidentally bashes her lantern off a mountain and just cracks in half.
Damn it, not again! I hate rebuilding!
Yeah. I really need to start using less subpar building materials. Just goes down to Home Depot, finds some day laborers.
I would be afraid of that child suffocating in her sleep. Just rolls over one too many times.
Yeah. Just accidentally constricts herself in her hair. Oh god, she's coming for me! I don't want to be eaten!
Yeah, imagine if she was a hard sleeper and she just tossed and turned all night. Imagine how disastrous that hair would be, just like this huge golf ball behind her.
Yeah. She actually just sleeps upside down so that her hair is all hanging out.
That's how she gets that body, despite the fact it would weigh pounds and pounds.
I'm gonna go get drunk.
Her head is enormous.
Now, musical number!
Is bigger than her torso.
Yeah, she's Disney Princess. Fuck biology. Or anatomy or whatever.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, that looks very awkward. Like, her body proportions are normal, but then her head is just enormous.
And keep in mind, all this happens between 7 a.m. and 8:15 a.m.
Yeah, that's a... She does a lot.
Yeah. And very quickly, apparently.
Like, wait, I don't know if you, she paints. It's
like, I don't know if you guys have ever ate... I don't know if you guys have ever baked a pie or cookies, but cooking them both would take a fucking long time.
Cookies don't take too long.
Yeah, it's a that pie many? That would take a bit longer. To, like, make the pie, not to bake it. Wow, she's a master seamstress!
Yeah. I mean, she's had 18 years to master it. You know, half her time is spent brushing her hair, the rest is learning various arts. And there's also that couple times where she just smokes a lot of drugs.
That's why all these songs come up.
Yeah. She's actually just, like, hobbling somewhere in the corner, just going,
Just finish your song, please.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, I'm hungry. It's kind of shitty.
None of the songs in this movie are very good.
No, I'm responding to her question.
Oh.
She said, what's it like out there with them? It's like, it's kind of shitty out here.
Oh, you're talking about the song, which is still kind of shitty.
Yeah. It's like, and especially be shitty back then, because, you know, then there's all like the disease and the bad teeth and the...
Famine.
Yeah, famine. I mean, she'd probably be the one who says, let them eat cake.
Arson. Floods.
Ron Perlman's.
Throats.
Like, Ron Perlman.
Yeah, Ron Perlman, like across the countryside. That's either a very expensive crown or castles are very cheap.
Well, it depends on what you call a castle. I mean, that's a very big castle. You have a smaller castle.
Well, think about the size of those diamonds on that. They're massive.
Oh. But again, you're getting it through, like, black market prices. So those guys will rip you off.
You know, the Ron Perlman. Worse than I thought. They are ginger Ron Perlman.
Yeah. So they don't have any soul, so no morality. It's so weird the way she says hair. Like that really big emphasis on that second syllable.
The second syllable in a one-syllable word.
Yes, subsyllables. Subsyllables. I write.
Where the fuck do you think we are, Japan?
Hey, language changes all the time. Introducing subsyllables. Cover at DeathRowPros.com.
Think she's ever fallen there? Her hair's a bit too slippery. She like, ah!
Yeah. Like, back. Rapunzel, that's exactly like what I would do in Rapunzel's situation. She's like, da-da-da, let go.
He's like, Rapunzel, let down your hair. I just washed it, though. It's still kind of slippery.
Imagine the cost of shampoo.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You would only have to really wash from the scalp to about her waist as long as she showers or bathes daily.
Well, she doesn't shower.
Right.
She sits in a tub. I'm talking about like a proper tub. I'm just talking about like a wooden barrel or something. Just dunk yourself headfirst in there. Going up her ass.
I need to keep you away from the baked goods. Damn, child.
Yeah. Like, maybe she let her, like, out, you know, just keep within the confines of the mountain. Yeah. She's surprisingly tiny for somebody who spends all her time inside with baked goods.
She doesn't eat them.
Well, she just bakes them to have them around.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, like the walls and floors are actually just lined with baked goods.
No, like air fresheners.
She bakes all for her mother in the hopes that she will have a massive coronary.
Yeah.
Or develop diabetes and at least lose her feet.
Yeah. Fuck no. How do you know this? You have three books.
She's had 18 years to look at the stars. She can write the fucking books.
I've had 20 years to look at the stars. I still don't know what the fuck they are.
Yeah, but you haven't taken the 20 years to look at the stars.
Yeah, you've had other shit to do.
Well, it's debatable. Mom, why the fuck are you singing? Oh, Mom, you're embarrassing me.
I already filled our song quota for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah. Mother was a pole dancer.
Yeah. Well, she's been around for long enough. She probably invented pole dancing. It's like this entire thing is like given to get like try to get her to not go outside and realize that it's safe in here. But her mom is like terrifying her. Like, look at that. It's nothing. It's none of this like putting up any alarms for her. That right there shows that they're evil in a Disney movie.
Damn, she has some calloused fingers.
Yeah. Or they're just
she
always
had
wet.
Hundreds of years.
Ew, what must her skin feel like? Her feet. Oh, God.
Here's a hint. She doesn't wear shoes.
But the mom wears shoes. Never question me, bitch. That's the one request. And she doesn't. Lesson learned. Moving on.
And next time you ask me to let down my hair, I'm gonna drop you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just wondering, did she never have, like, the rebellious teenage years? Like, right? I understand that, like, this entire movie is the beginning of her rebellious age. But still, like, 18's kind of a late bloomer.
Some people don't have rebellious stages.
With a mom like her, how can they not?
They have never met anyone else on the entire planet, so they wouldn't really know what a rebellious stage is.
She reads.
Rebellious stages are usually induced by...
She reads three fucking books in what time period is this?
Oof.
They would not introduce a rebellious stage.
They really do. Maximus!
Best character in the movie.
Yeah. World's greatest horse. Stoic.
I noticed the dude with the eye patch doesn't talk much.
Yeah. Because since they both use Ron Perlman, so only one of them needs to speak at a time. Yeah, he's like notified as the guy with the eye patch, so the other guys notice the guy who talks. It's a Jane and Silent Bob relationship. Issuing commands is like, when the humans are not looking, take them. It's actually the entire thing. The horse is actually the one who's secretly running the kingdom.
Leading up to a terrifying sequel, Planet of the Horses.
Yeah. The horses released an apple-based virus that kills all the humans.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, bitch, who the fuck are you? It smells of sugar!
Why did it have an elastic band sound? Isn't it made of leather?
Because movie. Dude has some grip.
Those calloused fingers, man. Never underestimate the calluses of a finger.
Woo! I love, like, the little neck stretch on the horse. Like, the neck actually just gets a bit longer as it's going down.
Okay, that looked like Ryder was about to hit a boulder. Like, he was aimed right for it.
He smoldered his way out of it. And the horse with no sense of smell, who suddenly gains a sense of smell later in the movie. Like, I'm safe. Oh, what's this?
So yeah, once again, when looking for a kidnapped princess, the kingdom never thought to look behind some vines.
Yeah. Like, no one ever did what he did. It's like, oh god, we've been searching for hours. This goes to lean up against to catch their breath, like, oh fuck. Like, oh, hey, bros. Found her.
They didn't try using a balloon and going through the sky?
None of them climbed the mountain and saw the tower from above? They got some bad soldiers.
Maybe they're all just dead.
Maximus wasn't around then.
Yeah. That's actually all Maximus' plan. He kept the princess hidden so he could use her power. He's essentially just Caesar. Tangle 2, he goes, no! Yeah. Armed with the frying pan, the world's most deadly weapon.
Yeah, it was great when this movie was first coming out. Burger King was giving out frying pans for every kid's meal.
Yeah, but then some kid got bludgeoned to death, and then there was a whole lawsuit. And oh my God, it's a person.
Is it dead?
And now he's eating through a spoon. He needs straw. Not through a spoon, through a straw. That's brain damage.
I hate the body. Yeah.
She is terrible at hiding bodies. Seriously, it should not be that hard. Because, yeah, fingers work like that. I am eating well tonight.
Thank God. I thought I was going to be a virgin forever.
Yeah. She's actually just a Black Widow.
Not to mention, I'll be able to have some skeleton bones in my closet after he decays.
Yeah.
Lovely. I've always wanted to see a skeleton before.
Now I can tell the future with this bones. That's one of the books she had, Reading the Bones.
Yeah, look at those badass diamonds. Yeah. Those are intense.
Turns out all just cubic zirconium.
Maybe if I put it on my... Whoa.
Yeah, it's like, oh, dip, bro.
Put stuff on your head, it is always the solution.
Nah. Aw, Dick. Yeah, she's turning hair into a two-syllable word. You'd think you'd bring back hazelnuts. You know, aside from everything you've done in her entire life. You may have dropped it, but... And with that, she lost her daughter. Countdown has begun. Push the clock to 5 minutes to midnight.
Did the witch ever think of the fact that Rapunzel is going to get old and die?
No. She's like not that bright.
Just
in theory, she could be immortal due to singing
she's
to herself.
She could go to
so she's not dying
stuff.
Yet. Like, she's growing, yes, but she's not... There's nothing wrong with her.
Well, nothing we can see. For all you know, there's a tumor.
Aging isn't necessarily bad. The body is not deteriorating yet.
Magic takes away wounds and the negative effects of aging. If you're 18, you haven't reached the negative effects of aging yet. You're still in the upward swing of things.
Get up on your mic, Bev. We can barely hear you.
Sorry, I was looking away from it.
When talking, always make eye contact with your mic. Otherwise, it will not realize you are not into the conversation and turn off.
Now the enemies make eye contact with it. That wouldn't work out very well.
Come on, Mike's have the blinking light. Or whatever. I don't think Miley's have the blinking light.
Commentate on the movie. I don't know what's going on. I'm looking at my mic.
Didn't her mother why there was a chair propped up against the closet?
Nope, her mom's just that much of an idiot. And broken nose.
Now it will look like that picture.
Oh. Are you alive, bro?
To be completely honest, he probably would have been dead.
Yeah.
Because the vast, vast majority of the time, if you're knocked out by a blow to the head, you die.
Yeah.
Despite what movies have told you.
Yeah, but again, this is a movie. Oh, God!
And a Disney movie at that.
That would have tasted disgusting. There was no such thing as a Q-tip back then.
Yeah, just had to use chameleons the whole time. It turns out he gets off on sticking his tongue in people's ears.
Thank you for that.
But just be crazy.
Oh my god, jailbait, yes. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
She's 18, she's
not
jailbait.
I know, but she looks like she's 14. So he thinks it.
Yeah, but think about it. Back then, 14 was legal.
Fucking 12 was legal.
Like, if they could walk was legal. Frowned upon, but legal. Yeah. I had like 10 pounds of weed in there. It's strange how it's kind of strange how it goes from like freaking the fuck out to just calm as shit.
He has pretty well trimmed eyebrows, I gotta say.
Well, he's the main character. He has to look good. Well, main male character. As well as figuratively. Okay, that thing away from me. Intense lizard. He's about to go Jack Bauer on him.
Is she talking to that green thing over there? What the? I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
She's crazy. She's crazy. Oh god.
Yes. Out of my face.
Which I don't know why he hasn't clued in yet. Rapunzel.
He doesn't know the princess's name. Like, he was what? He was maybe four when the story actually happened?
But they do a thing for it every year for the Lost Princess Rapunzel.
In which he is usually not there because he's on the run from the law. Because he's a thief.
But he knows
about it.
Yeah, everyone in the kingdom would know about something like this. It's like everyone knowing the name Tom Cruise.
He has knowledge of it. He's like...
Yeah, he has knowledge of... They set up lanterns for a princess. He doesn't necessarily know the princess's name.
Just wait till later in the movie. Like, we'll get into this again.
Yeah. Kitty knows that. Kitty knows actors' faces, doesn't know their names. See?
Yeah, but how many people do you think everyone would know the name of way back then? Not many people. You'd know the king, the queen, and any of their offspring.
We never know the king or queen's name.
That's because we're the fucking audience. And that's not important.
Yes, you do. You promised your mom you'd never leave the tower. Boom.
Did she say I promise, though?
She's kind of said okay. She didn't say, I promise I won't leave the tower. She's like, fine, if you won't let me leave the tower, I guess I won't.
Ow, my face. Smolder's actually a very small organ behind the nose. Broke the nose so much that it broke a smolder. Bitch, why are you singing? We gotta go.
Don't need a song about this.
Half an hour into the movie, we had 3 songs.
That's once every 10 minutes.
Yeah. So if that pattern keeps up, we're gonna have 7 more songs. Floor's lava.
She looks terrified of that crap.
It's like, I don't know what this is. Oh god, it burns! I'm allergic to grass.
The thing is, someone who's never been outside, going outside barefoot for an entire journey, her feet are going to fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, shouldn't she be allergic to, like, everything?
Not necessarily.
She's never been exposed to any of it, so she has built up tolerances.
Now, diseases, that's another story.
Yeah.
Takes one step into town and thud, dead.
Yeah. It's like, except she does.
You all seem to be forgetting the magic healing hair that she uses on a regular basis.
Yeah. What if it's a like disease that affects her throat, so she can't sing to it?
But she's.
Or if she goes in somewhere, steps in a broken piece of glass with someone else's blood on it and gets, like, syphilis. It goes insane and forgets the lyrics.
Syphilis doesn't really work that fast.
It might work that fast in a magic person.
She doesn't really have a need to sing that song, though. She only sings it because her mom tells her to.
Not when she sings the song, like when she goes to heal the guy's handy, she sings. Which you'll see later in the movie. She's schizophrenic.
The ends of her hair must feel like shit. Imagine the split ends.
Magic hair.
Her hair must be covered in shit.
For all further questions, I reference magic hair.
Yeah. It's kind of the ultimate cop-out for this. It's like, why isn't her hair covered in animal shit? It's magic. But magic. But magic!
The fuck off my shoulder.
Yeah. Shits in his boots when he goes to sleep. Everything you can to get him. It's a little squeaky toy. His baby's a frog. End of movie. Roll credits. And he is rightfully terrified of it.
She's flexible.
Yeah.
I'm sure Flynn has made a note of that.
Yeah. She's flexible and crazy.
And jumpy.
Yeah.
looks like she's 14. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Ha! Great description of a place. It's like, come on down to Crazy Lair, you'll know it when you smell it. Heh, pig nose. Maximus! Right? He's a paper shredder, he's a horse, he can wield a sword, he's a master.
Did anyone else notice that his mane thing was tied up in like a little...
He's a master of disguise.
You call them? And now they're not.
Well, yeah, falling off a cliff does that to you.
Yeah.
I think one or two would be intact. The tie was pretty tight.
Maybe he just undid them, you know, become one with
he's
nature.
A smart horse.
Yeah. He's like, the fuck wrong with you, bitch?
God damn it, Maximus, it's all your fault.
Yep.
You see and you didn't see Maximus rolling around on his back, squiggling back and forth, becoming one with nature.
Yeah. He goes off, sticks his dick in a rock, and then he just wakes up. It's like, oh god, what am I doing?
It's daytime.
Yeah.
Bright and sunny day, not a cloud in the sky.
This movie would actually never happen if Maximus wasn't, like, part of the King's Guard.
Bright, sunny, cheerful day.
Yeah. It's a pathetic fallacy, come on.
Bright, sunny day.
She has filters. Besides, the sun's coming in from the opposite side of the tower.
Well, how do you explain the fact that the entire area around the tower looked like it was, like, about to storm?
Maybe it took her time to get back there.
Yeah. I mean, you saw her tearing down those rocks. It took some time.
But when they go later, they arrive at the thingy and she leaves and she meets up there and it's still sunny.
Could be the next day.
That took a long time.
Yeah, you don't know how far away that place is. It's an ironic name. You get it? What's up, bro? It's Willard. That guy has sewing needles on his armor and two spools of thread in his helmet. It smells like the color brown. Favorite line of that movie. Look at all the blood in his mustache. That's not really that hard of a nose to draw.
Okay, that one guy reminds me of a Skyrim guard.
Yeah. I used to be a singer like you, but then I shoot an arrow to the knee.
Quick, shoot an arrow in their knees.
Yeah. I used to have a dream like you, but then took an arrow in the knee. It's so great that the delayed reaction on his turnaround, like, what the fuck happened? Release the hounds.
Are we at another 10-minute mark, Deadman?
Yes, we are, actually. It's 40 minutes.
Wow, it's awfully formulaic, isn't it?
Well, almost 40 minutes. They just have an accordion player chained up. He's the only one who seems to realize they're in a movie. and he's pretty good, seeing as how he's bigger than that piano, and the fact that he has fucking a hook. I love Flynn's face here. He's like, are you guys serious? Really?
Like, am I going to have to put up with this every 10 minutes? Yes, Flynn. Like, yes, you are.
And Pascal, too. Just like, what? Those two very sympathetic of their of each other's goals.
Oh.
Would an extra toe really, like, be a deal breaker for someone?
Some people, yes. Especially way back then, it's considered a sign of witchcraft or curse.
Yeah, because, you know, fuck science. He turned around somewhere in there. Oh, God, that guy is more terrifying than the guy who's singing. Oh, yeah, I'm Gunther. Oh, God, Mimes. Now kiss.
That was you, dead man. That was your character.
I don't collect unicorns. Bitch touched by unicorn?
What is money gonna do for you there?
I don't know. You can swim in it like Scrooge. Well, Scrooge McDuck.
My dream is to not to listen to a song every 10 minutes.
Yeah. If that guy had just a different designed helmet, that would be real terrible. Could have ended real bad.
He's got some pretty good knees.
And now her hair is covered in, like, boot prints and
magic
blood.
Hair.
It takes a second for the magic to kick in.
Magic hair covered in booze.
That guy's neck is huge.
Follow the hair.
Yeah. That guy's a very well-trimmed mustache. Yeah. Ooh, I taste blood!
It's salty.
Maximus, the only competent person in the King's Guard, with a very strong like upper body strength, because like, he's able to hold his body completely straight without using his front hooves. He has detective
and
vision.
He finds the rider behind some vines.
Yeah.
Bitch, we're Ron Perlman.
Yeah. You think they'd test the guards just beforehand? Like, before letting them guard, like, dangerous thugs?
Okay, audience, imagine that.
Pull a knife.
How?
And then his nose pops. Clearly. You can't have a nose like that without it being infected.
Unless you're very, very drunk. just like John A. McDonald.
Or he has a sunburn.
I'm talking about just pure size of it.
He's really old, man. He's so old, he's like a foot tall now.
My mom's a controlling bitch.
Oh, that involves explaining the hair and the mother.
Yeah. And a size for about the chameleon. They are really going out of their way to get this guy.
Well, he did steal. Although, technically, the crown he stole, he gave to its rightful owner.
Yeah. So, no harm, no foul. Why did they stop? Oh. Even when passing out to someone, it hurts. Away we go. What long time? How long have you been after him?
Since the beginning of this movie.
Well, you don't get wanted dead or alive for stealing one thing.
Good point.
Again, like the horse, the most competent person in the room.
No shit.
Peace, bro. Even the horse is like, I don't know what's happening, dude.
Oh, ooh. My ribs.
Yeah.
Wow, you're going to save the crown by murdering the princess. Good job, Maximus.
He's not. He doesn't give a fuck about the crown. He wants the guy. He doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. It's like, get this guy. We must kill him. He stands between us and our plans. Woo! Like, yo, bro, I just ripped this awesome rail. And boom. That was a
dead.
And Maximus just tried to face it head on, like, fuck you, wave. You'd think there'd be safeties in place, you know, like, support the dam in case one thing dropped. And the frying pan, awesome.
You gotta get the frying pan.
Yeah. Ultimate weapon, it's like 99 damage. With like a 50% chance of burn damage. Not even trying to put it in any actual hole, just hitting the rocks. And then he contracts syphilis. And this is what you get. If you listened to your mother, none of this would have happened.
You're not going to sing another song, are you?
It's probably a good idea that you went by Flynn. It's like Wanted Dead or Alive, the notorious thief Eugene Fitzherbert. Why are you singing so slowly now? Like, Roy went through that song in like 10 seconds. Boom. And you couldn't feel that? And Pascal's just hanging off a dear life to her hair. Well, he was.
See the hand just...
And he broke his arm.
Fall.
Movie over.
It's like, hey, you're gonna see something fun. It's like, oh god. This would be a perfect place for, like, would you like to see something strange and mystical? And then, when are you guys supposed to follow up with, no!
No! Laugh the poor beavers! Jeepers! Jeez! This, I forget the entire speech, but it's hilarious.
Why don't you have some coffee with cream, etc.? We were having a good time until you showed up, Chambers.
Why don't you go have some coffee with cream or something?
Yeah. It's like, these swords aren't for the bag, it's for the raping. They're like ruffians and evil dudes that want her dead or alive. Why are they trying to rape her?
The funny thing is, I'm pretty sure it's a bluff.
Because I know they couldn't get it right. Now her hair's covered in more blood!
Okay, my hair takes, like, a good couple hours to dry. How long would that hair take?
Magic hair.
Magic. If she just sings to it, then all the water falls off. Also gives additional body. The Pantene Pro-V patented formula.
Magic?
Yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised there wasn't like a tie-in with a shampoo company for this movie. You know, I mean, fuck, even like Evolution had a tie-in with Head and Shoulders.
I don't even use the formula with selenium, but I have a bottle in my cupboard.
Yeah.
In case of aliens.
Yeah. Or dandruff. There were more layers wrapped on than that. Frozen mid freak out. Actually, this happened 2 days ago and it just like infected her into believing she had it for her entire life. You want to talk about the hair, or your mother, or the chameleon? Come on, trigger another schizophrenic song. About how you want to go back, but you can't, because you've seen the world, but then, oh, my God, I want to go back, and
And your mother's probably evil, and you should really just drop her off the top of that tower.
Yeah. That is an unfortunate name. Could have gone by, like, Gene Fitz. Shorten that shit up. Sorry about that, folks. Bowie's microphone's far fucked.
What? Did it again? What happened? Has it stopped?
Yeah. He didn't know where he wanted to go. Instead, he just stayed home and drank. A lot. There was the Adventures of Flynn Rider, chronic alcoholic. And Flynn Rider in AA. And Flynn Rider beats his kids. If you all want a poster after you, you really have a real reputation. You can have a fake name, but still. Take the frying pan, you never know what's out there. And only. Because Flynn Rider is a much better name than Eugene Fitzherbert. Just think about it, like, who's more likely to get a job somewhere? Like, hi, I'm Eugene Fitzherbert. It's like, hi, I'm Flynn Rider. You're hired. This is, sounded kind of like dubstep.
What would you prefer if I had let him locked in my closet?
Yes, actually.
Don't start that shit again.
Yeah. Fuck off,
thanks,
bitch.
Rapunzel. No, no, she said no.
Yeah, like, she sucked you once, don't start into a different song. She's doing everything she can to try to get her to stop singing. No, you will. You'll sing.
You'd think you'd be able to hear her freaking out like that, eh?
Yeah, I mean, they are yelling.
In a silent forest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's a Disney villain. That means she has a power voice.
Yeah.
And the light from the campfire's back.
Yeah. It's like, I heard this very intricate musical number happening over here. What happened?
I think I bumped my head back there. I don't know.
He just asked if he was going to get super strength in his hand. You know what he's thinking. How are you going to hide that? Like, on the trip, she can't exactly take a stump with her everywhere.
Up the skirt. Secret compartment. If it won't fit in the boob compartment, it'll fit in the skirt compartment.
She's gonna be hiding it in her hair. You just tie it to a single, like, tie it to a lock just in the middle somewhere. And she has to walk very carefully. And, oh, look at that. She's using her hair like a bed. Oh god, horse sweat.
Oh,
He has a strong bite. He has a good hold on that guy's foot. There we go.
Have you ever been bit by a horse?
No.
It would have probably broke his nose.
Like, get out the way. Just trying to duck and weave. Huh, this bitch is hot. He doesn't know what's happening.
The real leader, Pascal.
Yes. He's the wizard. I mean, he's green, come on.
He's leading a rebellion against the kingdom.
Yeah. Oh, look at the it's the pony horse. It's the pony doggy. He's an awesome horse.
I'd like to see a battle between Maximus and Bad Horse, actually.
Yeah, he's the antithesis of Bad Horse. Guilts him into it.
And there she's mentioned as her birthday, which is another hint about the whole princess thing.
Hey, people can have more than one person can have a birthday on the same day.
No, just wait, it'll come back again.
Ah, so great.
Just Samurai Champloo.
They're both just being so petty.
So which one's Mugen and which one's Jin?
I'm not sure.
And now her hair's getting fucked up. Yo, bitches!
Ginger powers activate!
Yeah. Form of a rubber braid.
I'm not sure if that's braids actually work.
It's a magical braid.
See, if they... I know they didn't show it doing it that way, but if they did multiple braids and then braided the braids together, that would actually shorten the hair.
See, I know someone who had to do a wig of that, and she ended up just cutting a ton of wigs apart just to put it together. She couldn't just take a long one and put it together. It didn't work. So she had to take a bunch of wigs, chop them all up,
he just get two sausages and a brick of cheese? You know, for a hearty meal. It's the breakfast of champions.
Everybody dance.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. I am so high right now. Bitch, you made me drop my sausage and cheese.
Can you do something in these flowers?
Why are you acting all happy? This is the day for the lost princess. Ooh, by the way, you know, that picture kind of looks similar.
Yeah.
Green-eyed, blonde-haired princess.
Yeah. Again, lots of people have green eyes and blonde hair.
Lost on her birthday. About your age. Drank and just a magic flower before birth.
Yeah, they don't know her hair is magical.
Once again, this is the point where Flynn should at least be thinking about these connections.
And for all you know, he is. Like, just because there's not an internal monologue doesn't mean he's not thinking about it.
I don't remember exactly, but I seem to remember something in this movie making me think that that's not the case.
Just trolling Maximus. Like, what do I do now? Somewhere in my mouth already. You do, Pascal. Here, have some popcorn. Just stay the fuck out of my ear.
Yeah, he knows enough about these lanterns that he knows where a good viewing point is.
So sorry, now she's 18.
She's been 18 the entire day. They just don't do it till night because, you know, setting up lanterns in the daytime.
I just mean, you know, I said at the beginning of the movie she was 18. When she wasn't, she was 17 going on 18.
So she was jailed 8.
Well, depends how old he is.
Yeah. And again, think about the time period. This time, this still has kings and shit. I'm pretty sure jailbait is they are newborns. You know, if they can't walk, it's too young. Etc., etc.
Oh, he's so sad.
Yeah. And just from a non-being ridiculous point of view, this scene is actually done really, really well.
Yeah. It really makes you be like, oh, man.
Yeah. I'm guessing the kingdom's so broke they can't afford alcohol so we can't drown his sorrows. Yeah, that's what usually happens.
Good kings can get drunk.
Yeah. Look at Robert Baratheon. He was a good king. He was blissed all the time. Quick, start the lantern queue. Just the centipede music starts playing. It would really suck being the people in the back. It's like, hey man, do we start yet? Like, I already lit mine. Fuck it, I'm gonna throw it. Yeah. Another song.
Hey, it's been like 20 minutes, so.
The worst part about this song is it, like, actually ruins what could actually be a good scene.
Yeah. If it was just an instrument, it was just like an instrumental piece, or they didn't actually sing it. Like, those guys in the boats would be, like, in shit luck. It's like, do we go yet? Oh, fuck, we go. Some guy lighter! Damn it, I dropped it! You get it? Because of There's probably someone in that village, like, sitting on the rooftop doing some peyote or something, just looking up, like, oh, dude, this is awesome.
It's my favorite day of the year.
Wow, more lanterns! Wow! Where was he keeping those? He didn't have a bag.
They're paper. They fold.
How do they light them then?
Skirt.
He doesn't have matches.
Flint and steel is very tiny.
Compact laser deluxe.
He's a pyrokinetic. It was a deleted scene from this movie where you just see him like using his power to light everything in that sky on fire. Like a giant tornado of death. You get it?
They look like marshmallows. Now I want marshmallows.
Yeah.
Perfectly toasted marshmallows.
Yeah. I'll get the best marshmallows when I do them rotisserie style, just constantly turning them. Get them nice and golden.
How could we possibly turn this into just another cheesy Disney romance? I know, let's use a song.
Yeah. I don't know if that's actually Zachary Levi singing.
Probably.
I heard him singing All the Chipmunks 2 and he was terrible.
They probably auto-tune him.
Yeah. It's like, I finally see the light, shawty. It'd be great, like, if actually someone released a Disney movie where just everything was auto-tuned.
No.
It'd be real stupid. That.
Think about how frequent the songs are.
Yeah. You just, like, make, like, WALL-E, but in the, but, like, about an entire civilization. Like, combine WALL-E with robots. There you go. It's perfect. Yeah. No. It's like, no kiss. You've been seeing each other for days now.
Cheesy.
And boom. Okay, seriously, like, are bad guy lanterns like bad guy lightsabers where they have to be one color? Like, seriously, every evil person with a lantern we've seen has had green fire, but every good person we've seen a lantern has had red fire. Or fire-colored fire.
Why did he have to go over there? I don't...
Why didn't you just be like, okay, have it?
Yeah, it's like, if I was him, I'd just go like...
That's what he tries to do.
No, why doesn't he just yell it? Be like, take the... Go,
it's like,
blah,
blah. It's like, it's yours, throw it at him and go. Like, don't even pull him to shore, just go along the coastline and see him. It's like, hey, bros, this is yours. Peace.
Or say something like, no matter what happens, I am not ditching you in the boat.
Yeah. Those are some pretty good sideburns. Forgot there was two of them, didn't you? So fuck you, bro.
Why didn't he scream in there, Rapunzel, run?
Yeah. Like, bitch, bounce! Boom!
Run, Pearlman.
Yep. Kagebunshin no jutsu! I stole the crown from the kingdom, so now I'm going back to the kingdom. You know, not moving.
Yeah. Gullible. But then again, so are Ron Perlman.
Yes.
No.
See, that's always the problem. Well, one, the braiding, and two, the fact that she's always looking back when she's running. Did you not notice a sudden change in everything that happened with her? Like, 1 second she's like being all kind of like. Being the person and like the ooh, the hub, and now she's just all like, oh my god, you're so, oh my god, I'm so worried about you. Damn, those lanterns went out quick.
Derp.
See, Green Lantern. In brightest day and blackest night, etc. Why haven't I made that joke already?
Because it's awful.
I know. That's why I should have made it earlier. You really don't listen to many of these, do you? My jokes are awful. Okay, bro. Okay, that's the point where they should have gone like, huh, like, isn't the princess named Rapunzel?
Yeah.
Did no one report to the king? Is like, we arrested someone, we arrested the man who stole the crown, and kept shouting out Rapunzel. It's like, oh, that's my daughter's name. Find him now. Bring him to me. It starts bitch out, where's my daughter? I thought you'd been waiting a long time for this. Why aren't you more, like, enthusiastic?
Because he didn't get to catch him.
Now let's take out everything about you that... Yeah, see? Now let's take away all your memories.
In fact, if you'd please just look at this light.
Just like you! You get it? Because of the...
Wait, what about sunlight? I don't get it.
The flower was made of, the flower was made out of sunlight. The kingdom's emblem was a sunlight. It actually is just the sun. Aww, Pascal. He's like a living mood ring. That's his only purpose. That and a very disgusting cleaning. I mean, with that tongue. Think about it.
And she goes all beautiful mind.
Yep. How can she see that from there?
Magic hair.
And all of a sudden it's a Dan Brown story. It's the patterns are coming out at you. Oh. You can tell they're low-level because they don't have feathers in their hat in their helmets. Agile! She didn't look that old when she talked to you.
She did have gray hair.
Yeah, but they're older than she is, probably. I've seen people in their 30s with gray hair. She wasn't mumbling. And there we go, answer. Kick her in the box, run away. No, it wasn't. The lies crazy people tell themselves. Yeah. Seems a bit extreme for, you know, stealing some shit. Like, what did he...
Down.
What... He brought it back.
Grab the frying pan, quick.
Yeah. She always keep the frying pan in your hair. We're the bad guy from the start. Unicorn! I summon Rainbow Dash! He is so drunk. Frying pan! That's great. It's great that the guy who had the frying pan had oven mitts on. Oh god, he's so creepy!
Aren't mine supposed to be?
Oh god! It's terrifying. I hate mimes.
Okay, just make sure the one dude does not take an arrow in the knee.
That was some good aim. But he'd also be going, but he also like his voice would be a couple octaves higher. It's great. Horace, most sensible one in the plot. He's super horse. Away!
Motherfucking Maximus.
Yeah. And just breaks the sound barrier. He's Rainbow Dash's
Show me the meaning of speed.
Yeah, he's Rainbow Dash's granddad. We didn't see it was when he broke the sound barrier. You just saw rainbows coming out of him.
He became Man-Horse?
No. In My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, Rainbow Dash has the ability to go faster than the speed of sound, and when she does, rainbows come out of her ass. And no, I've never watched a single episode of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I just know.
Why doesn't she just start freaking out right then and be like, no.
And got stabbed! But there's no blood in the knife.
Snicked.
It's a magic knife.
It is a Disney movie.
Magic knife.
Yeah. It has the same properties as her hair. Going to Canada. Oh,
Squeaky.
Or I could just, you know, kill her. Not a very good dying voice.
See, her mistake was confronting her mother. What she should have done is acted like everything was normal and just dropped her out of the tower.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let me ride down your hair again. Okay, and let go.
Yeah. And then go back down there, then if she's still alive, curb stomp her. Stab wound.
See, they could just try finding her again.
Boom! Fuck you, lady.
Why didn't he let her heal him first?
Because, yeah.
Then it wouldn't be a noble sacrifice.
Yeah. As soon as that just gone, she goes old. Well, as much goes old as turns into the fucking Crypt Keeper. Evening, boils and ghouls. And Pascal saves the day.
Out the window, where she should have gone 100 times by now.
And dies in the single rays of sunlight coming in through the tower. Get it? Still, and for my next trick, I'll throw it out of this hat. Oops, wrong hat. And dead. End of movie roll credits.
But it's so sad.
Not really. Remember, this is a Disney movie. If this was a Disney Pixar movie, then I could see this being the ending. It's those guys. They don't fuck around.
I'm sorry, you don't have someone you care about die in pretty cry like that.
Nope. But hey, now she's the Phoenix. See? Phoenix tears out healing powers. Bringing color back to the world. It'd be like really weird if like that's how he actually was revived. So just for the rest of his life, he just had weird energy tendrils flying out of the knife wound. Oh, and it did his dry cleaning too. Cleaned up all the blood. And zip.
Why did she fall over like that, though?
Because emotion. That's that only guy's job. He's been, like, on retainer for 18 years just waiting to burst in the door and nod. He's been practicing, too. Like, getting the subtle nuances of nod. Like, by the way, Mom, Dad, this is my boyfriend. He's a thief. We're gonna go riding on his Harley later. Peace.
So how did they prove it, though?
Plot.
I guess her eyes are
Maximus vouched for.
Yeah. Maximus, like, you just see Maximus off camera just. Besides, moms know and that shit. Look at the profiles. They look almost similar. They look very similar, I mean. Well, it's like, you got your mother's face and it's like, ah, oh, daughter, welcome home. You have your mother's face and my underarm hair. That's the other thing, like, was it just the hair on her head that's magical? Like,
yes.
Could she potentially have magical leg hair?
Yeah, as long as she never
Probably
shaved.
What? Wait, this is back in the olden times. No one shaved then.
Alright, I have one thugs. Request. If this guy's going to be the next king, he must go by the name Flynn Rider. Yeah. No way are we having this kingdom ruled by a fucking Eugene.
Yeah, it's like, introducing the king and queen, Rapunzel and Eugene Fitzherbert. It turns out she was blind. Get it, because he's mine. Yes! Yeah. And now he's leading the King's Guard.
We're using frying pans.
Yeah. He just having a fucking apple, just having a fucking apple, like, embargo. Yeah. He's the Godfather, get it? It's funny, because it's a thing. You see, Pascal, like, peeked at him again. So, I'm just wondering, does Pascal watch them in the bedroom, then? Pascal's never not with her. Ladies.
And I'm going to say, yes, Pascal does watch them all the time.
Oh, that'd be really creepy. And now, upbeat song for the ending.
Yeah, let's stop it here. I don't need another song.
No, we do not. Okay, so yeah, that was Tangled. Disney's last based on a fairy tale princess movie. And yeah, it's pretty good.
Except the musicalness.
Yeah, but it's a Disney movie. What do you expect?
You can easily do a Disney movie without the music.
Oh well. So, be sure to go to allgames.com on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern for our Anything Cast Live. On Wednesday we'll be having comics, on Friday we'll be having movies, and next Friday we'll also be having our commentary for Puss in Boots, the Academy Award nominated movie, which is probably one of the best ones on this list. But until then, I'm dead.
I'm Bobiwan.
I'm Vegatron.
And I'm Ninja Kitty. Magic hair, everybody. Magic hair.
We'll see you guys next time.